The Tennessee Star Gill Report with Steve Gill.
And welcome back in for a few final thoughts as we roll towards the weekend. You know, unless you've been living in a cave somewhere, you probably have noticed that the mainstream media is, well, running down the tubes. I mean, newspapers are closing, advertising revenue is down. We're hearing more and more about how folks are being laid off at newspapers, and you're seeing newspapers go out of business. Although I will tell you, the Tennessee Star is thriving. And if you do things the right way, there's still plenty of opportunities in media. But rather than do things the right way, you've got the mainstream media that is still devoted to promoting their personal political agenda of the left, rather than actually dispensing the news and being fair and balanced and providing actual facts to folks to inform them rather than inflame them and encourage them to just be propagandized from the left. Yeah, the Tennessee Star is doing fine. And we're continuing to grow and expand because we're filling a need that the mainstream media has abandoned. Well, in New Jersey, they've come up with an idea to try to save their media in that state. They put together a taxpayer-funded $5 million subsidy for a university-led consortium that is focused on how they can get the news locally in the way they want it. That's right. It's going to be another left-wing effort funded with our tax dollars. I mean, you've already got, you know, NPR. You've got public radio. How many conservatives do you hear on public radio? Yeah, they do it with our tax dollars because they can't make a go of it when they have to compete in the marketplace. Well, in New Jersey, they're going to do it with literally state-run media. Now, they're going to have a 13-member board, a staff of four to oversee the nonprofit program that will help put grants into helping the collaboration of news between media and the community and, of course, the liberal corruptocrats in New Jersey. And with that many people stirring the pot, how good will the work be? Again, you've got NPR, PBS, other government-funded news outfits that have to operate with a subsidy because they can't compete. And New Jersey is now going to provide that subsidy at the local level. Your tax dollars at work. Why do we have to subsidize art? We don't subsidize art that's competitive. We only subsidize the art that artists couldn't sell if the government wasn't paying for it. Same thing's going to be true with their version of the news. You have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, go to TennesseeStar.com, TennesseeStar.com, and we'll keep you up to date until we catch up again Monday when Donald Trump makes his Supreme Court nomination known.